Kai Jigiba grows the finest shallots in the world. Since before I was born, he says, the French have been trying to work out how we do it. The 48-year-old farmer cups three crinkling pale yellow bulbs in the palm of his hand, and he adds, they haven't got it yet. The shallot spies and other tourists keep a wide berth of Jigiba's village these days. Since 2012, the security situation in Mali has killed tourism. A peace deal was signed last Saturday between the government and rebels who want independence in the north. A peace deal has been agreed between the government and rebels who want independence in the north. But now both parties are back talking behind closed doors. People are suspicious of what their leaders are cooking up. Not that politicians have ever done much for Jigiba's village. I've come to Kama Sarame to find out what it's like living without ready access to clean water. We're high up on the Bandiagara escarpment, one of those limestone doorsteps that nature sometimes throws up in flat places like central Mali. For hundreds of years, Dogon people have made an improbable success of living up here. The isolated escarpment is listed as a World Heritage Site. Kama Sarame has a population of about 500 people. It has no school and no health centre. The village has one football pitch, one man who can write, one solar-powered lamp post, and one diesel generator for the millet grinder. There's also one rock on which you can sit and get a mobile phone signal. Most importantly, Kama Sarame has one god. Jigiba says the village's conversion from animism to Islam 5 years ago has been good for the women and bad news for the genie in the cave. The genie? Yes, he says. Unfortunately, the genie took up residence several generations ago in the only cave with a year-round water supply. The genie used to insist that anyone going in should undress first. What? A peeping Tom genie? The cave is a good 20 minutes walk away along the edge of a ravine. Everything is beige up here, apart from a few tiny green shoots on the tips of wild grape trees. We follow a line of women and children carrying a colourful range of jerry cans and buckets. Jigiba explains the problem. Our wives spend hours filtering the water, but our children still have blood in their urine. It's bilharzia. We do have a pump in the village, he confesses, but it's broken. We can't afford to have it fixed. So people use the cave, all the more so because we don't have to worry about the genie any longer. Samba, aged 11, offers to take me in. A few more paces and the cave's entrance is visible. Samba brazenly dives into the darkness. Samba, I ask, are you afraid of the genie? Oh, no, she says. My family prays to God. Come on. Samba's jerry can is a third the size that she is. She dunks it in the murky water, then drags it out and tops it up with a plastic cup. The rock we're crouching on is slippery. You could fall in, and the weight of the filled jerry can seems far greater than little Samba should be carrying. Jigiba believes that the dress code for the cave, undress, probably developed out of an understanding generations ago that women shouldn't wash clothes in the village's drinking water. Now that the genie's gone, there's far too much traffic to the cave. So you see, says Jigiba, we need a proper well with a rope and a pulley that we can fix ourselves. If we had a solar pump, we could irrigate our fields and grow shallots all year round. Jigiba is currently clearing the chaff from his shallot beds in preparation for planting. French experts have penned theses about the delicious Dogon shallot. But Jigiba isn't giving much away. It could be in the planting, it could be in the soil, it could be in the rock beneath the soil. He remains vague. Jigiba clearly suspects I'm an undercover shallot spy. Has he followed the tortuous peace negotiations for Mali? No, he says, I have 30 cows and 30 goats. I have to fetch water for them every day. I don't have time to sit around drinking tea and listening to the news. So will peace, if it comes, make any difference to Jigiba? Look, he says. He points to the horizon one way, then the other way. That's my Mali. The rest is politics. Everything's fine in Mali, but my village does need a well.